from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, September 3rd. Coming up, changing the kind of rock farmers use to treat their soil may be good for the environment and the harvest. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' governor says COVID cases among school students are likely higher than what official numbers show. Sean Crawford has details.
J.B. Pritzker says even though the Illinois Department of Public Health this week announced outbreaks at 26 schools, that count is probably behind.
26 schools is just those that have as yet reported, but I can tell you that you could pick up a newspaper and read about some schools that haven't yet been reported as part of the IDPH numbers, but then in fact have an outbreak of one sort or another.
Pritzker says an outbreak is defined as when five or more people in the school test positive. Larger outbreaks in some schools have led to cancellation of extracurricular activities like sports, and a few have returned to remote learning. I'm Sean Crawford.
Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood says two top Biden administration officials should resign over the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Peoria Republican says Secretary of State Tony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan should step down. LaHood says they ignored intelligence that suggested a U.S. troop withdrawal would quickly lead to a Taliban takeover and put Americans and Afghan allies at risk.
They've been tone deaf on this entire thing. So I think they should resign before the lack of or their failure of leadership.
LaHood says the U.S. must do all it can to get remaining Americans and Afghan allies out of Afghanistan. He says the Biden administration will face a, quote, day of reckoning for the troop pullout. He says Republicans will demand accountability as they try to figure out what went wrong. The U.S. Supreme Court decided Wednesday night not to block a new Texas law that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's usually at about 6 weeks. Officials at Planned Parenthood Illinois Action say they're preparing to help patients from Texas. Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Public Media Student Newsroom has more.
CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Illinois Action, Jennifer Welch, says she expects to see patients from Texas traveling to Illinois for medical care. She says Planned Parenthood Illinois is preparing to provide resources to those patients, including information about centers in Illinois and where to find them.
Our doors are still open at all 17 of our health centers, and folks can come to us for safe and legal abortion, plus a whole lot of other sexual and reproductive health care.
She says other health care includes cervical cancer screenings, prescriptions for birth control, testing for sexually transmitted infections, and more. I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Newsroom.
On top of the pandemic, children and families are now also worrying about access to transportation to go to school. According to a recent nationwide survey from three national student transportation groups, about 51% of student transportation coordinators describe their school bus driver shortages as either severe or desperate. 78% indicate that the driver shortage is getting worse. Champaign Unit 4 spokesperson Stacy Moore says only about 50% of their regular bus drivers are available. She says that's caused what she calls transportation-related concerns. But Moore says Unit 4 continues to recruit new bus drivers and bus aides. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Urbana School District says they haven't had those problems. Catherine Telez says District 116 has a contract with a bus company, and so far they've not had major issues with driver shortages. Nearly 60% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population and 52% of the total population is vaccinated against COVID-19. The state overall has a vaccination rate of 53%. The 7-day rolling average of daily doses in Champaign County has reached its highest level since early July. Still to come, we'll learn how changing the type of rock farmers apply to their soil could help combat climate change. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. According to the USDA, agriculture is responsible for more than 10% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports some in the industry are looking for ways to reduce the carbon footprint while not sacrificing crop production or reducing farmers' already razor-thin profit margins.
Every 2 to 3 years, many farmers apply crushed limestone to their fields to regulate soil acidity and keep crops healthy. But scientists are running tests in fields around the world to see if using a different rock, crushed basalt, will work as well while also reducing agriculture's contribution to greenhouse gas emissions. Chris Reinhardt is a professor at Georgia Tech. He says all rocks help sequester carbon when they are buried in the soil, but basalt does it better.
For every ton of rock, it turns out, because of the chemistry of the rock, is higher for crushed basalt than it is for limestone.
Now researchers are testing how that works out in the field.
So these are all just kind of smaller beds that mostly we grow food. I have a little flower garden over here, some snap peas.
Gavi Wellbell is pointing out some of the many fenced-off areas of Zumwalt Acres on this hot and windy day. She and her twin sister run the farm in eastern Illinois that is largely focused on small-scale farming. But they're also part of gathering information on how successful replacing crushed limestone with crushed basalt can be on big fields. She says the results they saw in their 12-acre hay field of alfalfa, oats, and timothy grass were encouraging.
We saw a consistently increasing yield in the higher basalt plots, so that was very exciting. But we'll see as years go on if that's replicable.
Farmers typically apply about 2 tons of limestone per acre to fields, but the basalt experiment has plots ranging from a half ton to 24 tons per acre. Wellbell says the more basalt you use, the more carbon is sequestered in the ground.
So we're looking at basically where we can get maximum carbon capture, and then also what does it look like at an application rate that would feel more comfortable for farmers and might be more economically feasible.
The testing is rigorous. Zumwalt Acres takes weekly soil samples from around the farm and biweekly water samples. They are sent to Yale University, where they are analyzed and combined with data from around the world. Wellbell family is also testing limestone versus different amounts of basalt on corn and soybean fields, and will have more data this fall. But using the eye test, the corn and beans with basalt are looking as good or better than the ones using limestone. Noah Planavsky is a professor at Yale and one of the researchers tracking the experiments at Zumwalt Acres and other test plots. He says capturing more carbon using basalt could help farmers sell credits in the carbon market, adding to the financial viability of the swap.
This is enough of a carbon negative process that you could think of this as another supplementary source of income for farmers. And that could be especially critical where farmers are going to get hit by more and more lousy years from climate extremes.
And the cost is the big factor on whether crushed basalt could realistically replace limestone on farms across the Midwest. Matt Lambert is a corn and soybean farmer in northern Missouri. He's not a part of this research project, but he likes the idea and would pursue it if it penciled out.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely consider it. My main concern with that would be the cost efficiency of that. I mean, lime is pretty readily available in our location. It's a cheap application, I mean, but if we could see additional benefit to it, yes, definitely.
The pilot programs to test basalt rock will go on for at least 2 more years, gathering data to test the environmental benefit and financial feasibility of making the change. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Sean Crawford, Eric Stock, Carolina Garibay, Luis Velazquez, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.